Hello again, I'm Armin Alney, and this is Which Way LA, KCRW's ongoing series on the issues Southern Californians care about. Also on Which Way LA, a worst-case budget plan could mean 8,000 layoffs at the LA Unified School District. The LA Unified School District faces a $470 million deficit. The elected board is threatening to cut some 8,000 jobs by next fall. About 700 teachers rallied outside district headquarters this afternoon. There will be negotiations, but the board has a legal deadline to pass a balanced budget very soon. Tanya Anton is author of The West Side Guide to Public Elementary Schools and West Side Guide to Public Middle Schools. Her website is GoMamaGuide.com. Her daughter is a second grader at the Community Magnet Charter School. Tanya Anton, welcome back to our program.
Hi, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Do you expect to see your daughter's opportunities severely reduced?
I think that this is a sad day for public education in Los Angeles with the passing of this budget, and I do think that it's going to affect her because the most immediate decision will put 29 kids in a classroom. Just 2 years ago, it was 20 to 1 in K through 3, and this year the class size increased 24 to 1, and next year they're proposing 29 to 1. So literally in 2 years, a third more kids will be in a classroom, and if you've seen 20-some kindergartners trying to focus on one teacher's lesson plan, you know how unruly they can be. And I definitely think it's going to affect not just my daughter's education, but all of the children in Los Angeles that are in public school.
When you compile your guide, you talk to a lot of parents in a lot of different parts of the city. What do you hear?
Well, we're caught between a rock and a hard place is what I hear. You know, with the economy where it is and with people losing jobs and losing income, especially for the number of freelance parents I know around here in Los Angeles, work is not as steady. And then when you get work, it's severely cut budget. And many parents are coming to me who have always gone to private school are now facing having to look for a public school because they just can't afford private anymore. That's a reality more and more families are facing. And parents, you know, it's a spotty school district. You've got great schools that are performing well despite what's going on with the budget. And then you've got schools that are not performing very well. You know, it's spotty, as I like to say. And parents feel frustrated that they seem to have no control over what kind of opportunity they can give their children. And I think that with the crisis we're in and the fact that the district is so beholden to the state for, I would say, 80 or 90% of the budget, when the state's in trouble, we're all in trouble, and our children are in trouble. So we need to fix this.
Does the LA's Unified School District Board, elected members that they are, have a choice here, given the fact that the law requires that very soon they present a balanced budget for the next 3 years?
Yeah, well, this is something that I think is absolutely ludicrous and needs to be readdressed, which is this timeline. Because the law states that the district must settle a 3-year budget and they need to settle it by December 15th. And then the state doesn't pass their budget until the spring. And as we saw from last spring, that could take weeks and weeks and months, and certainly one Republican that can hold up the works before the state can settle in on a budget. And the whole thing is putting the cart before the horse. It seems like we should know what the money is that we have and then settle a budget. But the district is supposed to propose a 3-year budget from 2009, this year, through 2012, without actually knowing what the revenue stream is. And when 80 to 90% of their budget comes from the state, this is just absolutely ludicrous and backwards.
Do you see any hope of any sort of grassroots organization springing up around the issue of public schools anytime soon in Los Angeles?
Well, I think you're already seeing grassroots organizing, and with the passage of the public school choice resolution, you're seeing a number of huge expansion of charter schools and people campaigning to take over failing schools, whether that's the charter or within the teachers' union in their reform measures. And frankly, just the buzz on the street is that parents themselves are looking to take matters into their hands by forming their own rings of co-op. I mean, there's all kinds of ideas being bounced around. You're going to see, yes, as this the large district structure crumbling with the lack of funding and the lack of being able to support all these kids, you are going to see innovation. You are going to see something else try to emerge from within the rubble.
Yeah. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for tonight. We'll, of course, be talking about this a great deal as time goes on. Tanya Anton, again, GoMamaGuide.com, and David Tikoski, formerly on the board of the LAUSD. I'll be right back with Which Way LA.